I am going to guess that when you gather here each week, you come in search of some version of truth. You come to a gathering like this expecting to be moved spiritually, perhaps, and maybe even in a new direction, in a new direction in life. But certainly, I think that we all attend gatherings on Sunday mornings, hoping to come away with new ideas and fresh things to think about as we move into a new week, and as we strive as human beings to grow spiritually and emotionally. We are all, I believe, in one way or another, sojourners on a pathway toward truth. From an outsider's perspective, new in this dynamic, it seems very much like this community, individually and collectively, are both right now being moved and moving in very powerful new directions, which is very exciting. And also, as you know, no doubt, brings many different kinds of challenges. We as human beings, I think, like the idea of change, but the reality can be that it's very often difficult to handle. There aren't too many things that you can count on in life as truth, but there is absolutely no disputing the reality that everything in life is always changing. Everything. Everything. Relationships are always shifting. Our work evolves. Children grow. Our bodies age. Communities transform. Every single minute of every day, the cells in our bodies are changing. So when we go to sleep at night, we put our head down on the pillow, we're actually a different person in some ways than when we woke up in the morning. It's that miraculous. One of the things I have to admit that has always amused me about church, going to church, leading a church, being in church, has always been the way, at least where I came from, where everyone came and sat in the exact same place every single week. Does that happen here too? Oh gosh, I'm counting on you Unitarians to do it differently. Everyone sat in the same place every one year. Sunday fell on my birthday, and I said, the only thing I want for my birthday is for everyone to sit in a different place. And they looked at me like, are you kidding? But then they got up and they moved, so it worked. And everyone survived. It worked just fine. I have found it to be somewhat ironic that spiritual seekers, the folks like us who go to church or a church environment, spiritual seekers should be the human beings who are the most open to change, right? But, you know, very often we are the ones who cling to routine and habit and tradition and ritual, which are beautiful things, but clinging sometimes is not the healthiest thing to do. I remember when I was a young mother 30 years ago, I had no clue what I was doing, right? Even though I'd spent half my life babysitting, I have this new baby. I don't know what the heck is going on. And I met this young father, and he said to me, listen, you either have to get in the flow or you are going to be swimming upstream no matter what. And I was like, oh my God, he's right. I was the kind of mother who, like, I wanted to get a million things done when the baby was napping, even though I was exhausted. And I finally realized the only way to live through this is to get into the river and let me take it where we needed to go. Otherwise, it was absolutely true. I was going to spend new motherhood just swimming upstream every day of my life. Some of you know what that was like. Not just moms, dads too. Anyone who has raised anyone knows what I'm talking about. I honestly admit that I like how life sometimes just throws you into the fires of change, always probably against your will, right? Sometimes life just does that, right? Things change abruptly. We have surprises, could be medical, could be a fire, you never know. But sometimes life just throws you into the fires of change. In 2019, when I started as the pastor at the Peru Church, 2 weeks later, the whole world shut down. And that was a church that actually had been already devastated because they had collectively witnessed their former pastor in a very slow motion downward fall into dementia. And so they were dazed and they were diminished and they were traumatized. And then I arrived and the whole world shut down. But I knew that one of the things I had to do was help us to see the whole thing through a different kind of lens. The downtime of COVID, as it turned out, gave us a great time for all of the dust to settle. We all got some breathing room in our lives. It gave us space to release what had come before, and then also to make us think very carefully about, well, the question was, what is a church if there's no building? Who are we as a faith community when we don't have a building? And I thought, this is one of the greatest challenges we'll ever face as a faith community. And not surprisingly, there were many, many, many blessings embedded in those difficult days. I'm pretty sure that by now, most of us have lived long enough to have witnessed many, many cycles of change, right? Our whole lives, we go through these cycles where something profound changes. There might be a period of rest and renewal, and then something happens and we're going through it again. I always say we're in the dryer. You're just churning. Life is churning you. Change, change. One of my very favorite poems ever was written by Hermann Hesse. Anybody familiar with the writings of Hermann Hesse? Yeah. This is a poem called Stages. Anybody already know it? It's so beautiful. I have turned to this for as long as I've known it, years and years in my adult life. Stages. As every flower fades and as all of youth departs, so life at every stage, so every virtue, so our grasp of truth blooms in its day and may not last forever. Since life may summon us at every age, be ready, heart, for parting, new endeavor. Be ready bravely and without remorse to find new light that old ties cannot give. In all beginnings dwells a magic force for guarding us and helping us to live. Serenely let us move to distant places and let no sentiments of home detain us. The cosmic spirit seeks not to restrain us, but lifts us stage by stage to wider spaces. If we accept a home of our own making, familiar habit makes for indolence. We must prepare for parting and leave-taking, or else remain the slaves of permanence. Even the hour of our death may send us speeding onto fresh and newer spaces. So be it, heart, bid farewell without end. It's powerful stuff, isn't it? Yeah, beautiful. The thing about change that I know to be true is that there is no need to rush through it. The important thing is to live it fully, learning as you go. Because as you know by now, there are many, many, many lessons that come with the changes in our lives. Let endings have their dignity. Welcome beginnings with open hands. Walk the unknown road with intention, staying grounded in your values. Remain open and curious. Years ago, when I was stumbling through a challenging time in my life, a good friend of mine said this. His advice was, stick to your disciplines and drink lots of water. And I was like, you know what, that's true. My disciplines then were running and studying and all the things I was doing. Stick to your disciplines when times get hard and drink lots of water. I think the greatest gift that comes with change is that it forces us to decide what to keep and what to toss. What is worth holding on to? What do we need for the journey ahead? And what have we outgrown? These are the questions you ask as you go. So just a little story. I'm just closing with this little story that came. This is what came. Whether or not it fits, I'm not sure, but here it is. I used to visit Taos, New Mexico a lot. I found that to be a very spiritually wonderful, grounding place. I met some wonderful friends there. One year when I was in Taos, a friend of mine who is a Tewa Indian there gave me a beautiful bear claw necklace. And I decided that that bear claw necklace for me meant security and power. That when I wore the necklace, I felt strong and powerful and capable. The necklace, of course, did not do any of those things. But I believed it, right? And that was the thing that mattered. That was the important thing. And I loved wearing it. One year, I got a call from a friend of mine. And his mother had been swept away. She was in her car, and she had been swept away in a flash flood in Arizona, where she lived. And my friend, of course, was devastated. And he needed my help at the time. He needed me to help plan a memorial service. He needed me to help their family get through this devastating loss. They were unable to find her body. There was lots of lack of closure. But he especially needed me to help him with his son, Sawyer, who was 10 years old at the time, and he was very, very close to his grandmother. So I went to chat with Sawyer, and I decided in the moment to give him the bear claw necklace. I just thought, you know, it's time for me to pass this on to someone else, and Sawyer is the right person. So I gave it to Sawyer. And I told him that it had helped me through some hard times, and now that would be there for him when he needed it. But there was one rule, and that was when the time came, he had to pass it on to someone else. And I said, you'll know when the time is right. 5 years later, Sawyer was a teenager. A friend of his dad's died very suddenly during a routine surgery. And on the day of the memorial service, I watched from a distance as Sawyer took the necklace and handed it to the son, the young son of the man who had died. I watched this happen. He didn't ask me, should I do this? He didn't ask for permission. Something in Sawyer knew that it was time to pass that special piece on. I watched from a distance a transference of grace from one young man to another. It was a sacred moment for sure. Life, as we all know, is incredibly unpredictable. Strange at times, sad, hard, beautiful, poetic, sublime, it's everything. Part of the human journey is to weather the many storms of change that come into our lives, both intentional and also unexpected. We are all here to experience many, many endings and many beginnings while we are alive, while we're walking on planet Earth. It's why we're here, to go through these things. They make us stronger. They make us wiser. They make us better. They help us understand what matters. I personally believe that if we as human beings keep passing the bear claw necklace of love and the tiny little pine cone of magic around, we keep sharing with each other the things that matter, love, passing on to each other the love that we each need to make it through, then we will get through whatever it is together, communally. We will get through it. And no doubt come out stronger on the other side. I truly believe that. In fact, I believe that it is one of life's truths, capital T. Amen.